What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
Plan 9. Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
It's time to put away your dice, turn off your TV, sit back and relax, because Plan 9 from cyberspace is being executed right now. Maybe I should have just let the music go. Stretch it all out. Hello and welcome to episode 103 of Plan 9 from Cyberspace, which is also the last episode of Plan 9 from Cyberspace. At least for the time being. We're going to take a break for the rest of the summer and see how it goes. So, we have a full crew tonight. Joining me are Becky.
Hello.
Andy Lisa.
Hello.
Robert may or may not pop in. He's having some issues. Turd Ferguson or JR or Bad Bill the Cat, however you want to refer to him, is doing something else. And Dale is likewise. He didn't know if he would make it back in time to join us. He said he'd try, but apparently not looking like he made it.
You know,
so ladies, how are you tonight?
103 is a prime number.
Well, that works.
Yes, it does. Because we're ending on a prime.
That's us.
But not at our prime.
Uh-huh.
I think we passed that some 50 episodes.
Yeah, before I came on.
Oh. You
came on pretty early.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens when you randomly email somebody and correct them.
Yep, see what? Sit, you're snorting to yourself. So it has been a miserable week weather-wise here.
Oh, jeez.
It's either oven baking hot or a torrential downpour. What's it like on the West Coast?
It's just kind of hot, hot, hot. Nice breeze, though, but it's just, I went outside, I took a walk, and I thought I would be okay in jeans and a t-shirt, and I got halfway through my walk, and I was just, like, baked, just caked in sweat. So I was like, okay, whatever, why not?
Yeah, I think the whole country's a little sweaty.
Except for Washington State. I've looked at it, and it's sunny, but it's beautiful. It's, like, mid-70s.
Is he trying to come back? Should we try and add him in here? All right, you two talk about something real quick. We'll see if we can bring Robert in.
Vibrators, vibrators, vibrators.
I saw penis on TV last night. I finally got to watch The Hangover, but you really can't see much of a penis.
The Hangover. I didn't like that. I don't know.
I think Sex Drive was a much better show than
Yeah,
Hangover.
Definitely.
Everybody, a lot funnier.
Oh, everybody kept saying, oh, The Hangover's so funny.
Yeah.
I kept waiting on it. It didn't seem like me.
Yep. Me too. Exactly. It was sort of overrated for what it was.
Much prefer the Sex Drive. I mean, like I said, that's my penis story. Oh, and we have this, our television provider is Comcast. Well, when we were down at the Monster Convention, there was one particular part where, of course, the Comcast Hoosier TV people were there, and we watched them interview a couple people, and I had walked behind them to try to get a picture of this one particular monster. And I saw myself on TV this weekend.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh my God. You could tell I had my head down and I was moving because I didn't. I knew they
were
filming.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh. Hello, Robert. We've already started, so.
Ah, you started without me.
We tried to wait.
I was texting you something. Maybe, really? Cool. I might not have to. I was texting you the poem.
Oh, good. We'll expect it in person.
Yeah.
Okay, well then I will pause. If I'm still here, I'll do it. If not, I will finish the text.
Okay.
And you'll have to do it, Mr. Dward.
Imagine that. So what's on the... What have you heard from Comic-Con, Lisa?
Do you want the stabbing?
just a brief. Have you heard anything interesting?
Actually, there's some really fun pictures. If you go on Flickr, FLICKR.com, if you look up Comic-Con, some of the pictures, there's some really cool costumes. There was a guy dressed as Colonel Saunders carrying around a bucket of chicken. There were some really great Star Trek costumes and Star Wars. And from what I've heard, it was just way too massive and big this year. And I think that might have been what contributed to a friend deciding to stab another friend near his eye and get arrested for it. So, I don't know. I was going to go. I had a press pass, so I could have gotten in free, but I really am glad I didn't go. So.
I would have loved to have seen something with the Walking Dead.
Yeah, there's tons of that stuff
there. Yeah, because that's just sound. I'm so anxious and looking forward to that.
What is that? A TV show?
Well, it's going to be a TV show now, done by AMC.
Oh, right? That thing. Okay, yeah.
And it's based off a comic book, and I couldn't get into the comic at first.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't understand because everybody was talking about how great it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't tricking my trigger as much as I was hoping. I think my expectations were a little too high initially.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is the pacing. And it's just the opposite of my complaint with most comics. The pacing of Walking Dead is quick enough that you don't get a lot of development. So it's kind of moving from action to action relatively quickly, which I should appreciate. But I want to know more when it comes to The Walking Dead.
Okay, I have to tell you, if you look online, I forgot, The Walking Dead booth at Comic-Con was the highlight, one of the highlights of Comic-Con. It was just so detailed. I don't know if you've seen it, but...
No, and okay. If I did, you guys would probably lose me for the night. So.
Okay, well, I'll send it to you guys anyway. I'll send you the link.
Now, I saw a couple movies I want to talk about. Real quick, I saw Couples Retreat.
Oh, yeah.
A Bond movie. And the movie didn't do anything for me. But I've got to say, Bora Bora, amazing. I want to go there someday.
Mm.
Absolutely gorgeous. That movie is in Redbox, so it's worth renting the movie for $1 just to see how gorgeous this place is.
Hmm.
Why am I getting a strange beep? Sounds like it's coming from within the apartment. I think I'm going to explode or something.
Could be.
I may have to go check that. Yeah, I'm going to have to because it might be that my fridge is... Someone may have flipped a breaker. My fridge has lost power. It has an alarm on it. So, ladies, talk about beefcake and vibrators. I'll be right back.
Okay. Beefcake and vibrators. I don't know if I saw any beefcake this week. No. Don't think I saw any. What have I seen this week? I saw a pretty good... Oh, I saw... I don't know if you've seen it yet. I saw District 9, sci-fi movie. Have you seen
that? Uh-huh. No, I haven't.
Did you like it? Oh, you haven't seen it? It's on Netflix Instant Watch, so it's definitely... I totally recommend it. Do not eat during the first part. I made the mistake of having dinner while I was watching the first part, and I was like, oh my god, this is gross. But it's a really excellent movie, and it's really interesting, and the characters, you just have to see it. It's really, really cool. It's just a really well-shot movie, so I enjoyed it. And for, you know, free.
Which movie?
The District 9.
Hello?
Yeah, I thought it was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the story could have been a little better.
Yeah, it was a typical story, but I mean, I think they were trying to cram so much stuff into, you know... The story, I sort of accepted that the story wouldn't be like amazing, amazing. Like, you know, it was half decent. So. And I liked the little the little boy. What's his name? What do they call them?
Children.
What's the name they called? What was like the name, the derogatory name they called
the prawns.
The little baby prawn, the little sun prawn. He was so cute.
That's the movie.
Yeah.
My opinion is when I watched it, I thought it was going to be so horrible that I liked it because it wasn't as horrible as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect, and I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
My big take on it was, it was a big throwaway to it was completely against American tradition to have that guy be the main character. So I was like,
right. When
are we going to have this guy die and we can find out who the main character is? That's because I didn't know anything about the movie, and that was my first instinct. And I'm like, he's not going away.
Yeah. Huh. Go ahead.
Nothing. I was just convinced he wasn't it. So.
Yeah. He was sort of an anti-hero in a way. That he was just, I liked him, but he pissed me off. I mean, especially at the end, but spoiler, don't listen to this if you haven't seen the movie yet, that he sort of almost didn't help, like, it pissed me off that he didn't want to help the alien guy. I mean, well, you know, and the alien guy's like, I'll be back in 3 years and stuff, but I mean, there could have been so much that, I mean, couldn't they all have gotten on the ship together, and I mean, couldn't he have gone back to the planet with him to get his arm fixed, and like, all these things that, I don't know, just...
Yeah, I don't know.
There could have been so much more that could happen that the ending kind of let me down a little bit, so...
I'll give you that.
But I also saw Shadow of a Doubt. It's an Alfred Hitchcock movie, and it was brilliant. I really enjoyed it. It was on demand, so that was also free. It was very good.
Cool.
I'm looking through some of these pictures, Elisa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I know, isn't it?
I love the look of this. Please forgive us. This is... Oh, that's awesome.
What are you looking at?
Elisa got pictures from... Comic-Con from The Walking Dead.
Oh, cool.
The other movie that I watched this week with my daughter was called Shadow Something.
Okay.
And we picked it because it had James Marsters, Spike from Buffy.
Oh, really?
We thought we'd give it a try.
Yeah.
And we became convinced by the end of it that
this was gay.
Whoever... wrote that was a huge Lost fan. Most of the character names come from Lost. It has a smoke monster, like from Lost. And the facility itself makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
So it's a B movie.
Yeah, the payoff's not real good. So. Go ahead, Robert.
I watched a similar movie, well, a B-movie that I thought was going to be good because it had someone I recognized in it. But go ahead, I'll let you finish.
No, that's about all I got to say.
It was called Project Endgame, and it was it had B-movie goodness to start with. It had all of these, like, assassins, and it had two different kinds. The really bad ones and the ones that basically keep them in check. And they worked in the same underground office, and it looked like a basic office scenario. But the failsafe was done where they were locked there, and they started killing each other. And I'm like, and then you have the guards, which are basically up top watching it like it's on TV. And there's a lot of weird conversations going on, and it was kind of amusing. Until about three quarters in, when I'm like, oh, they better not do that, because that's fucking stupid. And they did it. So, I mean, it had no good payoff, but, I mean, it was really, it had decent dialogue, which is kind of lacking in movies, at least in the beginning. So, but I wasn't really hoping for much better, but, I mean, all they had to do was make the ending not suck, but whatever.
I think I told you, yeah, I said that, the House of the Devil. I loved that movie until the end, and the ending was so horrible that I will never watch that movie again, because the ending was such a crappy.
There are different kinds of movies. There's ones where it's cool and you're just watching it and it's awesome all the way through. Mm-hmm. And then there's ones that are good. And then there's the ones where you don't know that it could be the most biggest piece of shit you ever saw, or it could be awesome. It depends largely on the last 5 minutes. If it's good, it's great. And even though I got a lot of crap for it, the last 5 minutes of series 7 sold the movie for me. I mean, if it was something like mediocre, then I would have probably hated it. I mean, it was that little cherry on top that made me enjoy it, so maybe it's just me.
Yeah, it's just you. What about you, Becky? Anything?
Just like I said, I watched...
Got your penis.
Yeah.
Aw, we lost Robert again.
Did we really? I really enjoyed having him in there.
He'll be back. So while we're waiting on Robert... Pie, tastes so good, it don't make pie. Sweet cherry pie, oh yes. All right.
Damn, I'm deaf.
Cranking it up. Elisa, would you like to go first?
Sure. I don't know if I have anything. My cherry pie is that my week is over. I actually took some days off last week, and I told them that I was going away for a while, and they had a conniption. And the funny thing about it is that the sad thing about it is they had a meeting about me, and they neglected to tell me. I was in the restroom, and they had started meeting without me. So that's how much they care.
So they had a meeting about you.
Yeah, because it was all about how they were going to cover my workload. And they neglected to tell me that there was a meeting going on. So that was really charming. That's just my work. And I don't know, what was my cherry pie? I saw some half decent movies. I saw, like I said, Shadow of a Doubt. And I just took a couple days off just because I wasn't feeling that great, but it was nice to have the time off and not have to deal with work. And cow pie is, the job is driving me crazy, but hey, they can, something that I won't say on air.
A lady doesn't say that, huh?
Lady, at least not on air. Nope. So I'll just, I don't know, and I guess, it hasn't been that, it's just been sort of a meh week.
Okay, Becky?
Well, mine would be I got my new vehicle.
Woo!
Tuesday. Woo-hoo! It's so funny. I go shopping on Monday. We do all, crunch the numbers, do all this. Well, you can pick it up tomorrow night. And I'm like, okay. So I'm driving around in my new Kia Sorento.
Ooh! Let me see what that looks like.
Yeah. It's a crossover sport utility, but it ended up being 7 passenger, which I told the girl, I said, I never have that many people. Well, tonight we celebrated my great niece's 10th birthday. So we all piled in my vehicle and went to Cracker Barrel for supper, and they looked so cute sitting in the third row of seats.
Uh-huh.
My niece and my great niece both were sitting back there, and they had their own little air conditioning controls, and my niece's hair's just flying in the wind, and she's like, we need to take a road trip.
Yeah, you got a new car, take a road trip.
Yeah, I said, the only thing is we can't take any suitcases because there's no room for those.
Now, there is a trunk or there's no trunk?
No trunk.
Oh, okay, so it's just seats all the way back?
Yes.
Oh, but is there like underfloor storage?
No.
Oh, wow, okay.
Well, that's when you've got everybody in there.
Right, exactly.
You don't have that many. You've got
but you can, like, space. You can pull, you can, like, you can put down the
oh,
seats.
Yeah, the back seats, the back seats lay down. That's what I told somebody, too. You know, if I decided to go somewhere and I wanted to crash for a while, mm-hmm. sleeping bag easily could sleep in the back.
Nice, that's nice. Wow.
So, it's mine for 3 years because I'm a lease person. I lease my vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
My husband always joked he liked new paint, and I just like not having a junker that I have to keep putting money into and being without a vehicle while it's being worked on.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the other cherry pie would be able to spend my great-niece's 10th birthday with her. She's a pistol.
What color is your new car?
It's called titanium. Huh. So it's a dark gray, but it kind of it's got metallic in it, so it kind of changes colors. And Tuesday when I had a doctor's appointment on Thursday, and I was leaving to get in my car to go, and I was on my cell phone doing something, and I go to get in my car, and I look up, and I just start laughing. I walked over to one of the coworkers' white cars, which was what my old vehicle was. So I walked around his car and got in my car, and I told my niece, I said, I'm going to have a hard time finding this in a parking lot for a while. But I did find out tonight that it's easy to set the alarm off, and then you can find it. And when I was at Cracker Barrel, this little old couple pulled up in a car. This to me is a cherry pie. He lets her out at the door, and she gets her cane, and she starts walking to the front door, and I said, can I help you? She goes, well, thank you. And so she held my hand, and I walked her up to the steps. And then when we were all done eating, here he come back to pick her up. And she's sitting in the rocker waiting on him. And so I said, what can I help you to the car? I said, looks like your good-looking man's over there waiting on you. And she said, I said, how long have you been married? She said, we got married in 41. And I'm like, oh, my God. She goes, you know.
This year will be 60 years.
That's amazing.
They were so cute. I said, well, what do you know? I said, congratulations. And he thanked me for helping her to the car, you know. And I said, now, don't let me shut you in the door. Tell me when I can close the door. And my sister just shakes her head at me. But that's okay.
You should be a nurse.
No. I don't.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, I mean, it was so cool to see somebody that age still together, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you know, you don't always get that chance for whatever reasons.
Mm-hmm. Well, these days, I mean, people just get so tired of each other so quickly that, you know, it's like such short attention spans that I don't think marriages last past like 3 or 5 years now.
Well, it seems like a lot of the couples I know that have been together a while, one of them gets taken by some kind of tragic illness, and it always seems to be the man.
Mm-hmm.
But so it just was cute to see the two of them together, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so that's pretty much it. I mean, it's Friday sucked. I mean, my doctor had messed with my medicine for a month, and when I did the return visit on Thursday, we discovered I was retaining a lot of fluid, which I already knew that. So he gave me some medicine to get rid of it. So not only was I pissing myself out, my fluids out, I was sweating them out too.
Oh, man.
So I was glad to get home to the AC Friday.
Mm.
Some beautiful skies, though. Oh, my God, some beautiful skies from the storms coming in. Okay, I'm done. Your turn, Dward.
You don't have a real cow pie, then?
My cow pie?
You don't have to. I was just checking.
No.
Well, the first part of my cherry pie is I did not have a kidney stone this week.
Yay!
I'm very happy about that. And the part everybody's going to get sick of hearing is I got to spend some time with the little grandson.
All right.
Had his eyes open.
Aww.
Yay.
What color are his eyes?
They're kind of a blue-gray right now.
Aww.
And he can't focus on nothing.
Aww.
No.
And he'll try, and his little eyes will just crawl.
Aww.
Cracks me up. He's fun to play with right now, though.
Well, that's the fun age. And, I mean, every day they seem to change a different appearance.
Yeah.
That's what I, you know, from the squished I've been in mommy's gut phase to...
Yeah, he's making faces. He hasn't really smiled much yet. A little bit. But then I think he's only a week old. So.
Yeah. Well.
Is he a grunter when he poops? Does he make those funny faces?
Apparently he growls a lot in his sleep.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Nothing's cuter.
And I have been known a lot to moan in my sleep. So.
Oh.
That was fun. I don't have a specific Cal pile than physics sucks. Looks like I'm going to be taking it again. Because I enjoyed it so much the first time.
Oh, so sorry.
You can't take like a makeup something over the anytime? Like you can't, you have to take the whole course over? Can you just like extra credit?
No, I'll have to take it over again at the main university. So I took it at a smaller one over the summer. And it was an accelerated course. I think that's my problem. I think if I had a little more time, because I'm just on the cusp of understanding some of this shit.
I mean, physics is hard already. That to be in an accelerated course must have been just insane. It's not like you did, like, you know, English or, you know, something that I have a degree for.
I know. I should switch my major to liberal arts and I'd be done.
Just finish.
But no. I need a science degree for some reason. Oh. You know, I'm going to get the degree, and the next day we're going to go to a communist society, and it's all going to be for naught anyway.
Listen to you.
I don't know how much TV you guys watch. I have mine on quite a bit just for noise in the background. Mm-hmm. And on multiple channels, I've seen advertisements for a new show coming out called The Colony.
I haven't seen that one.
I think it's a semi-reality show where they, and I'm not sure the premise, I could have this all wrong, but I think they bought an abandoned town somewhere, and they're taking the people and they're just dumping them in there, and they have to try and rebuild society. And I'm sure they're going to throw problems their way.
Mm-hmm.
It might be an interesting concept, it may blow. So
sounds like Big Brother in the Old West, kind of new.
It could be. I've never actually watched Big Brother.
It's not bad. I watched like one, like a couple episodes of one season. It was okay, but it was just... I mean, they said, now that I've transcribed a lot of these shows, they set up shit and they edit it.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Anything that you actually see on TV is so fake, it's not reality.
Well, a series that I've been watching through Netflix is called The Survivors. Which originally aired back in the late 70s. And I really dig this show. It's a one-hour drama that I don't think would ever get play here in the States. And it's brutal. Uh-oh, something changed.
Yeah.
Elisa, are you still... Elisa,
had to pee, yeah.
You put us on mute, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure everybody's glad to hear. She had to go pee, she'll be right back.
All
right.
Well, I knew something was changed because the sound quality and everything was different. But anyway, I really like The Survivors. If you've got Netflix and you want something different, you might check this out. It's just so different from everything we have here.
What little bit I saw on Friday, what is the main nationality? It's like a...
They're all British.
British, okay.
Yeah. The premise is that some Chinese came up with a horrible strain of flu that kills off the majority of the world's population. And you never know if it's on purpose or accident. Spreads this throughout the world. And it kills, like, I think you have one survivor, one in 10,000 is what they guesstimated or something. And after everybody croaks, the survivors, some of them get together and they try and rebuild society. And it's got some good questions. You know, there's a lot of things that we take for granted. You might think you could just go to Walmart and live there. And, yeah, you could probably get by for a while. But we do not have the skills necessary if we had to start over.
Have you actually, there's a book where a girl actually lives in a Walmart. It's called Where the Heart Is, and it's actually really, it's cute. The movie was horrible, but the book is actually really cute.
But how long could you stay there?
Yeah, she didn't stay there for long because she was pregnant, but she was like, so it was like she could stay there for, I think it was like a couple weeks, but like not anything ridiculously long, so.
She was pregnant also.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, see, if you, even if you found a Walmart, mm-hmm. you'd have to be able to defend it because everybody else would be coming to loot it.
Right.
Stuff would go bad. Mm. The animal population's going to get more aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Along with the human population.
Oh, yeah. And eventually you're going to run out of that stuff. And then you're going to have to fend for yourself. Or, you know, how do you make a candle?
Yeah.
You need candles because you don't have electricity anymore.
It's like that Family Guy episode where they go to find the Twinkie factory after everything's blown up. Because Twinkies are the only thing that survive, like, the apocalypse.
And then Stewie becomes a squid monster.
Yes! That was very cute.
So that's the premise of it.
Huh.
And, it's, like I said, it's different. They're not afraid to kill off characters. Mm. You might be kind of surprised when some of them bite it.
Mm. Yeah, it wasn't a bad, what little bit I watched wasn't. Truthfully, it was better than the movie we watched.
Well, especially if you know the characters. I've been watching it since the first episode for a season. I'm now up to the third season. Mm. So I sort of know these characters a little bit and what they're going through. And you do have different factions that are trying different methods of getting by. So I hope there's a good payoff at the end, but who knows? Usually there's not. So that's something I would definitely recommend. Now, I was going to ask you guys, and it would be better if we had everybody here, but it doesn't look like we're going to get
We do, us, yeah.
If you had any thoughts or memories, anything stick out that you really enjoyed about doing this show over the past couple of years?
I guess, well, for me, I appreciated that you guys sort of just welcomed me in, and, you know, because I wasn't, like, an original member or anything, and I just randomly commented, I think it was on the Bride of Reanimator show you guys did or something, and, you know, it's like, well, why don't you come on the show and defend it? And, you know, I defended stupid stuff, but, you know, it just sort of turned into, you know, we all sort of got along, and it was really nice, and I feel like you guys are sort of like friends I know in Indiana now, so I really, that's what I love about the show, and I appreciate it.
And now you're going to move here, huh?
Sure, yeah, Lafayette.
Well, and Elisa, you brought a lot to the show because you had the Hollywood, that aspect. I mean, you know, you're kind of in the heartland of the movie place where we're clear over here, you know, in little itty bitty Indiana. And you're very knowledgeable of the different movies out there and the different shows. So I think that brought a lot to the podcast.
Well, it's not like you guys don't know, like, you guys really know your stuff too, and that's what amazed me is, like, you know, Ed with the zombie stuff, and, like, you just know all, everybody knows their stuff, like, nobody's a dummy on this show. Like, we all, I think that's why we all sort of get along, is that we all just, you know our stuff, and if more people listened and called in.
But it's kind of like the colony thing that Dward's talking about, you know, we all had our
specialty.
Yeah, our specialties are, and you know, it kind of helped grow from there.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the mama of the group, I always joked, because, you know, organizer, whatever, but, you know, I didn't have the knowledge of the horror movies and stuff, but some movies, I mean.
But you guys, all of you, I'm so envious that you guys really know how to tell a story. Like, I can just sit here and, like, listen to, like, any stories you guys tell just about, like, random stuff. I absolutely love it, so.
Well, I have good news for you.
What's that?
I do have Robert's poem, so if he doesn't come back, I will attempt to do it.
And see, to me, that was amazing. You know, Robert is unique in his own way, and that's,
yeah.
You know, and that's what I love dearly about him. I mean, all of you guys are. I've never met any people, and JR just cracks me up. To know JR, he just doesn't open up to a whole lot of people. He is somewhat reserved, but he's very, a very intelligent man. To hear him and Dward go on about different subjects on a Friday night. You know,
we get to arguing.
Oh yeah. And Robert, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Maybe I'll just have to make it down to a horror hound. See you guys.
Yeah.
Well, with any luck, I seriously hope to have a booth at the next one.
Oh, wow.
Of course, they'll probably raise the rates and put them out of my reach, but we'll see. Go on, Becky. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, sorry. You're fine. You didn't interrupt at all. Something that stands out probably is the few listeners that were dedicated. I mean, mm-hmm. bless Mark's heart. I mean, it's obvious him and Mikey both listened, mm-hmm. you know, and they have busy lives. Mark, what's his other nickname, George? You said the one?
Yakety Sax Mark.
Yeah, Yakety Sax Mark, you know. So he makes a point to keep in contact with several, and that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started out as trying to be a fantasy cast because there were so many horror movies out there, and we argued about what actually constitutes fantasy. And then we just kind of went all over the place. I think we've had about every... We've had action movies.
Mm-hmm.
Everything but softcore porn, which we talk about on its own quite enough.
Yeah. And I think we were kind of unique. I think there's starting to be more, but most of the podcast groups were male.
Mm.
You know, and then we added the two female aspect, you know, and the opinions.
Two and a half.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, go on.
Robert is all male. I mean, he's just Robert.
How do you know that we're talking about Robert, though, if we're talking about...
I know who he's talking about. I wish we could get Robert back on so he could tell us the skunk story, because I think I probably would have to get up and go pee myself, because... To watch him running around after that fucking skunk with a 5-gallon bucket and a piece of cardboard last week was hilarious.
Becky?
Yes?
Your wish just might be...
Wait.
We'll see if we can get him on.
Now we have Robert and Elisa and Dward calling me.
Mm.
I'm going to decline.
Okay. Well, I failed.
Uh-oh.
Let me try him again. Robert, you can't call me. I have to call you.
And Robert's one of these that doesn't handle the heat well anyway, so to see him with sweat running down his cheeks.
Okay, Robert, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Robert.
I've returned.
Becky has a special request for you.
And what is that?
Honey, can you tell me about the skunk story this week? Because I only got to see a little bit of it.
See, that's not fair, and that doesn't make me feel overly smart, but, yeah, I guess.
No, I mean, how often do you see a skunk in a housing complex?
More often than you think.
Yeah, more often than you think.
Well, yeah, okay.
Well, it was definitely there, so I went to get it, and I could have left a trap, but we had kids, we had construction workers, it ran across the road, so I went to try to go get it, and I got shot. So,
what?
Well, I got spray.
You got perfume,
oh,
huh?
Oh, no!
I got eau de la toilette.
Oh, no!
So, and then I go back to the shop, and not only is it absolutely horrendous, the smell, but I was going to mix up the concoction to fix it, because we have the technology, and I'd leave the room, and when I'd come back, I'd smell me from before. I mean, over the me that I have currently.
The present and the past, huh?
Yeah. I could smell the me from now and the me from the past as well, which is really, really kind of weird. So
I've heard that people get sick to their stomach when they get a full dose of that odor.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine some people can, because it is very, very strong.
Mm.
And the worst part of it, Robert, too, you have coworkers at the Village, which is also known as Purdue Village, where it happened to be, that think that they have to help you oh, it's here, oh, it's here, you know, like, you don't even fucking know, you know, let me do my job, just get out of my face.
Let's just say someone said, hey, there's this living thing that you need to know where it is. If I see it, what do you want me to say? I said, just tell me that something dead is there, because no one will come to that.
Right. It's like I always say, if it's alive, everybody wants to help. If it's dead, nobody cares.
Which is exactly what I said. But I don't want to talk about that, because I feel a little stupid about that. Let me tell you about my weekend when I was gone.
Oh, really good, good. Dude, your holiday weekend?
My holiday weekend, I'm still on the air. I had a lot of things that I wanted to do with my life while my body was still young enough to do it, and I got to do it. So I got to bungee jump.
Oh!
It was really neat. 135 feet up in the air. You go in this little elevator up, and then you jump off.
What does it feel like?
It's a really weird experience. There's nothing like it. It's actually very pleasant. Amongst the scariness is really your body's fuck it kind of after you leave the metal thing, and the thing they attach you in for the legs is kind of tight. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it really didn't hurt. Now the other thing I did about a half dozen, probably more like 8 or 9 different extreme type activities, mostly involve you going somewhere and them spinning you around or tossing you this way and that. And they all kind of blended together after a while. But they also had at Extreme World in the Dells in Wisconsin, terminal velocity. Now that's a one-timer, because it did actually hurt. And of course it hurt. They dropped me 135 feet onto a net.
Oh my God.
That's going to hurt. I had the scenic view of my feet kind of gyrating up and down, which I'm not really sure why I did it, but I guess I had to do something. I didn't scream until I hit the ground. It was one of those, I'm alive, kind of screams. Everybody else screamed on the way down, so not really sure what that says. But I bungee jumped twice. It was actually, and fairly reasonable. I think it was like 35 the first, 20 for the second. So
does it feel like, cool. Is it nauseating, or does it hurt your head or anything like that? Or?
I wouldn't say that at all. I mean, it's this weird feeling, and you get kind of that I didn't die high for about 3 hours, which is really pleasant. That's actually pretty neat. That's why people who do what I do it.
Get addicted to it.
The skydiving was more like 3 days. I mean, it was definitely a lot longer, but it's cheaper and easier to do to jump off of something with a rubber band attached to you. And by the way, I tried Wave Runners. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. They are really, really cool. And
jet skis.
Yeah, it's, well, sort of, yeah. It's basically a four-wheeler in the water.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? 41 miles an hour on the water, really cool. So it was a three-man, so we both rode on that, so that was pretty cool.
Sounds like a good weekend.
Yeah. It really was, which was a complete contrast to this one, which nothing happened. I had a little lethargy on Saturday, so I didn't do anything. And then I thought, okay, I'll get up and do something, and I'll go and sing karaoke. There was nobody there.
Aww.
Nobody there. So they weren't doing the karaoke. So I don't really give a shit if people show up, but if they won't let me sing, and then nobody shows up, I mean, aww, I can do that at home.
Yeah.
So I went home, and I cleaned my house a little today, and that's my weekend. But I didn't go to work, so I'll still count it as, like, you know, a little bit of the silver lining in the black cloud, so to speak.
Definitely.
So, plus, I guess I had to have a ballast to the awesome weekend, didn't I?
Yes. Well, reality sucks, and I mean, that's kind of life. I mean, you get your joys occasionally, and that's what you gotta live for, but
mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Yeah, well, it's all right. And my other good news is that after the exercising 3 months, my chest has parts now. You know, it's not all
one. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm starting to see a little bit of a six-pack. It's more like, it's not a six-pack yet. I probably got another couple months, but I can actually, and my body feels weird because it's just like I'm feeling, you know, parts of my chest are hitting my shirt that don't normally do that, so it's strange. So, I'm looking forward to continuing that until I get lazy and I don't do it anymore. It's a lot of fucking hard work. So.
But you're worth it.
I think so. Yeah. That's cool. But that is the it for me blathering on.
Well, Robert, any fond memories of doing this show?
Wait, I know this one.
All right, I'll give you a few minutes to think, and while you're thinking, we'll listen to
our
final voicemail.
Oh. Hey, everybody, it's Mark here.
Hey, Mike.
I'm glad you guys liked my movie, and I felt the same way the first time I saw this movie. I didn't really care for James Belushi, but I watched it again. I mostly watched it because I knew it was a time travel movie, and I love time travel movies.
I do, too.
I should like Doctor Who. I remember liking it as a kid, you know, but I don't know, I tried watching it as an adult, and it, I don't know, maybe I'll give it another try, I don't know. But anyway, I'm glad you liked it, and thought I'd let you know, it turns out it's not my iPod that's screwed up, it's my my computer. I've mentioned this before, it's 14 or 15 years old.
Wow.
I took my...
My son's 13.
USB port clippings out for the iPod and the mouse and stuck them in the old ports that are came with a computer. And those two things did not lock up any longer. And yeah, it took 4 hours to download your episode, and it cut off the end. And Lord George, you said you were going to add on my song later, but it never played on my computer, so I don't. Maybe you didn't do it, or it just cut off. I don't know. Anyway, can't wait to see what you guys do next week, and I'll talk at you later. Take care. Bye.
Bye, Mark.
The week be filled with cherry pie. Almost forgot.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mark, and I want to thank you for calling in so often like you did.
Yes.
I did not get your song added onto the end.
Ah.
They were two separate files. I was having trouble syncing them up. Either you would hear us talking at a normal speed, and then the song would be...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I love that.
Or if I got the song slowed down.
Yeah.
All right.
So, doing that again, too, which is awesome.
I was trying to... I also had homework and other shit I need to get finished, so I ended up saying, fuck it.
Ah, well. And we feel the urge we might do this again, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have a huge black... There'll be, like, a letter-writing campaign and a huge internet, like, campaign and a huge backlash.
I think the definition of huge...
Mark and Mikey will be sad, let's say.
Oh, Mikey won't know for another couple weeks yet.
Yeah, he'll be like, what the hell?
Well, I say that if we start again, we start a new name, and that way people won't know that we suck. So they get to find out brand new, and we might not suck by then. That would be cool. So.
Well, you don't have to delete the feed because there may be other stuff coming out from time to time. And if we ever do something again,
I said doo-doo.
That's about right. I will put information out on the feed. Now, the other thing he mentioned was Doctor Who, and I've got to say, the new guy grows on you after a while. Even though he's a young kid, he grows on you after
You know, I love the fact that they built in the, we don't have to pay the Doctor Who's that much by saying, he just changes every once in a while. You know.
Oh, I think it was brilliant. You know, the original guy got sick, and they needed to replace him, so they came up with this whole idea of regeneration. Mm-hmm. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Every now and then, I regenerate, and they pay me less.
I imagine each one made more than the previous.
You think
well, it's
so?
It's like James Bond, you know? Like, we accept that James Bond is a different guy.
Yeah, and then he never grows any older, but everybody around him does. So,
Q is like...
He's
but
the only...
They had to replace Q. Didn't they replace Q? Isn't
yeah,
Q
but he
yet?
Got really old before they did that.
Yeah.
I think he died, actually. So...
Yeah, I think you're right.
So he's the only... He was the truly replaceable member of that class, the cast, and everybody else... Hey, he's the same age. That's perfectly normal, right? Yeah. So.
All right. Well, this week, we didn't have a set movie because we only got the three suggestions for Christmas in July. So I told everybody just watch whatever they want. And I believe Elisa and Becky watched Drop Dead Fred.
Ooh, good one.
I didn't. I'd seen it before, but I didn't get a chance to watch it again.
Okay, well, what would you ladies like to say about it?
It was very cute, and it was surprisingly cute, let's say. I had heard for years that it was a piece of trash, and it was stupid and everything, and that I didn't really know Rick Mayall. Like, he's the guy from, he played Lord Flashheart on Blackadder, he was on The Young Ones, the brilliant British comedian, and this was sort of a vehicle for him, and it was apparently a bit of a failed vehicle for him, but I liked the movie overall. Yes, Robert?
I can see how that didn't hit the main audiences.
It was different, but, you know.
Well, he's very Jim Carrey-esque.
Yeah.
In this movie.
Well, I think he had to be over the top because Phoebe Cates' character is so reserved and so shy.
No, he played the character correctly. He was supposed to be that. I mean, that was
just
that
a
was
crazy imaginary friend.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm certainly good with it.
Yeah. Becky?
I've seen Drop Dead Fred probably 3 or 4 times, and I always laugh.
Yeah.
And just some, like you said, some of the stuff that he does and the contortions of his face and body just fuck me up.
Mm-hmm. And the special effects, I mean, for the time, they are pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it. I was surprised it actually had, like, a good message to it. You know, essentially, don't let people boss you around and be yourself and have your own sort of ideas and don't let other people, like, essentially tread on you. So, yeah, that was a pretty good, like, good moral to the movie. So,
I really, if I'd like to throw, an opinion. I thought that it was in no way deep. I think deep is the wrong word to put, but I think it was definitely interesting and worth watching.
Definitely.
So.
And it's on Netflix Instant Watch, so, yeah.
It's mostly gross-out humor, but it was actually, like, really less gross-out humor, you know, for the time it was. But I don't think anybody would have trouble sitting through it after they sit through all the crap we do.
Well, I mean,
days.
It's not Dead Alive. Like, Dead Alive is, like, the grossest movie I've ever seen, and I liked it, so. Yeah.
I've got that in my queue. I can't wait till it shows up.
You haven't seen it yet?
I saw it many, many years ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking forward to seeing it again.
I went on a Peter Jackson kick after I saw The Frighteners, and, oh, my God, Dead Alive is insane. Actually, his other one, Bad Taste, is just as awesome. So
I actually have a VHS copy of it.
Yeah, fantastic. And Heavenly Creatures.
With the alien giving a finger.
And Heavenly Creatures is my favorite of his. I love that movie. It's not for everybody, but it's a wonderfully done movie. It's just fantastic. What about the two little girls who killed, like, one of the girls' mothers? So. Very well done.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't appeal to me.
Yeah, it was very, I really enjoyed it. It's very, very well done, very creepy, and just excellently cast and excellently acted.
Now, for the Friday night crew, we ended up watching a movie called Pandorica.
Huh. Strange name.
Or no, was that the name of it?
I don't think so.
No, that's Doctor Who. What was this one called?
Was it Pandora, or...
Shit, I don't even remember.
Well, JR typed it in.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's too bad we just lost Robert again because he should have been in this movie. It has two primary characters. They're out in deep space. One of them wakes up and he's part of Flight Crew 5, and there's nobody around, and the doors are locked, and there's no power. And he wakes up his lieutenant, or his lieutenant wakes up, and one of the problems they have is nobody can remember anything. Because when you've been in hypersleep, apparently you forget everything until it slowly comes back to you. So he crawls out through a little hole, trying to find a way to open the doors and such, and he's in contact with his lieutenant, which is played by Dennis Quaid.
Huh.
And this guy falls over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Every time you turn around, he's falling.
Yeah. It's got to be at least 6 or 7 times throughout the movie he falls. And it turns out that the ship has been inhabited by some sort of alien, nasty-looking lizardmen things that kill you on sight and eat you. So they're somewhat zombie-ish.
Yeah.
But not zombies. They're fast-moving. They use weapons. They have a code of honor system. They have little ones so they can procreate.
Pandorum.
Pandorum,
that's it. And there's a twist at the end, which I think you can see coming a mile away. It's okay. I don't know that I can really recommend it, other than, you know, it's kind of funny to see this guy fall over and over again. The action's not bad, but there are some slow spots.
So. Did I mention I saw another Dennis Quaid movie that was really good? What was it? It was Dreamscape from 1984. That's a really solid sci-fi movie.
With Eddie Albert as the president.
Yes! Green Acres.
So that's what we watched. Becky, what did you think of it when you were awake?
All right.
I really didn't like it. I mean, there was some interesting things, but I don't know. They used the name Dennis Quaid, but I don't really think he was in it that much.
Mm.
It was mainly the Ben Foster.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it just seemed a little disorganized. I mean, just they're chasing things, and I would have skipped it. Mm. I would say skip it.
Mm.
Yeah, I think this is one where they need to fill the audience in a little faster than they did. But they were going for the whole mystery, and then when you find out at the end what it's all about, it's the payoff that isn't quite worth it.
Mm.
So, good try, swing and a miss. So, well, we'll call it a foul tip. So, I don't know if we're going to get Robert back, but we've been on here for about an hour, so you want me to wait a few more minutes, or should I go ahead and read his poem?
Whatever you would like to do.
Well, I've got laundry to fold, so.
I'm sure your weekend's been busy. You've got things to do.
Yeah. I got all my homework done, though.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, but I got it done.
Well, and about last weekend with Mark's, you were still recovering from your pain medicine bout with your stone, so.
Yep. I did put together a little something for tonight. I mean, it's not overly creative, but I put something together that I think you guys might appreciate. It's too bad Robert might not hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and try this. And now it's time for Random Thoughts Congealed into Potluck Poetry by Robert. All right, I'll try and do this justice here. I'm reading this off my cell phone, though, so. Last call, you know, end of the show. But with no listeners, who will know? We tried our best, from time to time, to get a laugh and make a rhyme. Most of the time, we were out of luck. Because, largely, I don't give a... a show about movies... I kind of doubt. Now everyone get their dildos out. If you get anything out of what I have said, it is this. Fuck you, Ed.
No!
Yay!
So he got one last one of those in there.
Yes, he did. And you had to say it.
I should have said, fuck you, Robert. All right. Any last thoughts before we go out on this?
Thanks for everything, guys. It was really fun, and I thank you for allowing me to be part of your podcast.
Becky?
Thank you, Lisa, for being so good about being here every week. I mean, if otherwise, I don't think it would have been much of an Ed and Becky show.
Well, I want to thank you both for showing up all the time, bringing what you did. Robert, for showing up when he could. JR, do you got anything? Nope. Okay, there you go. So, it's been a lot of fun. I want to thank everybody who did listen.
Yes.
And maybe someday we'll have something else.
Yeah.
And this is the best way I can think to go out.
Well, that's the end of the film. Now here's The Meaning of Life. Thank you, Brigitte. Well, it's nothing very special. Try and be nice to people, avoid eating fat, read a good book every now and then, get some walking in, and try and live together in peace and harmony with people of all creeds and nations. And finally, here are some completely gratuitous pictures of penises to annoy the censors and to hopefully spark some sort of controversy, which it seems the only way these days to get the jaded, video-sated public off their fucking asses and back in the sodding cinema. Family entertainment is bollocks. What they want is filth. People doing things to each other with chainsaws, going Tupperware parties, babysitters being stabbed with knitting needles by gay presidential candidates, vigilante groups strangling chickens, armed bands of theatre critics exterminating mutant goats. Where's the fun in pictures? Oh, well, there we are. Here's the theme music.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you had quite enough.
Listen to Plan 9.
Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving, revolving at 900 miles an hour. It's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe.
Musical interlude.
Oh, no.
I had to put that line in there about the penis.
No, loved it. Perfect.
The universe itself keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Yeah, good
wrote.
Job.
Ooh. We won't see you in 7. Good night, folks.
Bye.
Bye.